This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Brian Windhorst. You know who Brian Windhorst is?
Yes.
Ever heard of him before?
He loves LeBron.
He said, let's just put it this way. I didn't make this up. People in the league have been saying, you know, maybe we should call and take a look and see what's going on with Karl Towns. He and Tom Thibodeau did not have the greatest season together, and so they think it's fair to say that there's a possibility somebody may be wanting to ship him out of there.
Which is interesting, because there's been multiple stories today that said there's no way in hell he's going to get traded. But, hey, it's worth making a phone call, because what's the worst they're going to say now? Okay. Or what if they say, all right, what are you offering? What are you going to offer them?
And that's the thing, too, man. Like, this is a young player who's under control until 2020, I do believe. He's a restricted free agent after that.
Okay.
And so this is a guy that's, if you're going to get him in some way, you're going to have plenty on your table. You're going to have plenty to work with there. Now, I don't know if they're looking at this and they're saying to themselves, hey, we could make a move. We could really do something different. But Did the Timberwolves have a lackluster year? I mean, did they have a year that they thought they should have had?
Yeah, no, I think so. They moved up in the world, and it was disappointing in the playoffs. So, I mean...
That's what the real barometer is, though, for a team, is once you get in the playoffs,
sure.
What did we do, where did we fail, and what can we do better? And is this guy... That's fair. I think you can't replace a guy like him whenever you get in the playoffs, though. But if you look at your team and you say, okay, Andrew Wiggins and Jimmy Butler are the future of this team, we don't want this anymore, then that's when you got to really consider what's going on here. So I'm out here throwing out all the first round picks. I'm just saying, here, give Minnesota everything with the first round picks. But I'm being told that that is a ridiculous plan. The Minnesota would never take it. So
yeah, this is what I think Minnesota would ask for. I think they would ask for your number 5 pick and Dennis Smith Jr. and maybe one other pick. So
no,
really, I'm gonna say right now, I think I would do that, because Karl Anthony Towns is already one of the best 10 players in the league.
But okay. Dennis Smith Jr. was all second team rookie.
Yeah. So Dennis Smith is like one of the best 10 rookies in the league this year. So mm-hmm. he didn't make first team all rookie. It was not terribly surprising. Donovan Mitchell, Ben Simmons, Jason Tatum, Kyle Kuzma, and Lauri Markkanen. The funny thing is Mitchell and Simmons were unanimous, and one person didn't vote for Jason Tatum. And Brad Stevens is like, oh, well, I guess maybe that person didn't watch any basketball this year. And so Dennis Smith Jr. leads the second team, and he's with Lonzo Ball, John Collins, Bogdan Bogdanovich, and Josh Jackson. So I think that's what they would start with, is they want their own good young player, and they want a treasure trove of draft picks to go with it, because you're getting a top 10 player in the league who's 22.
Yeah, and let's roll this real quick, Kevin. I think this is one of the big keys to this whole thing. It's probably not the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves are probably like, hey, we love the player. We want to keep
sure.
a player like this. But I guess the new collective bargaining agreement puts players to that they can receive their supermax salaries in their
right.
ninth and 10th seasons only if they get it from their original team
right.
or change teams during the first 4 seasons via trade.
Ooh,
so what
that's
happens
this year?
Yeah, young players like Towns, who may not be super happy with where they are, push for a trade sooner and try and get that done so that they can whoop get out of there
yeah.
and go get their and still get their designated veteran player contract outside of whatever team they were drafted with. So I think that's kind of the idea there is. The player may be wanting or interested in pushing for something like this.
I think the big concern for me, too, like in the Karl Anthony Towns discussion, is what successful teams have built around the big man. And the one that I look at that's close to home is the Pelicans. And that gets you, what, the 8 seed? And then you don't have Dennis Smith Jr., who's potentially your future. You don't have a first rounder this year. You probably don't have another first rounder 2 years from now. So where are you going?
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. I don't want to get rid of Dennis Smith Jr. for the player because I want those two together. And that's what I want to have together. I just got to figure out how we have any ammunition to get a player like that we can put on our team.
And it's not just putting them together that I'm worried about. It's actually building a team here in Dallas through the draft like that, like following what you set out to do in the first place, sticking with what you're doing instead of all of a sudden going, you know, never mind, let's do this route. And the main reason is because if you build a team from the draft, then you can have your free agents that look at this team and it's now a viable destination. Doing it and then not having it homegrown and not having a reason for people to come here. Instead, when it comes contract season again for Carl Anthony Towns, he can be like, all right, well, I'm going to this super team over here now.
Yeah.
I get that, but there's no rookie in the world that's going to attract more free agents than Carl Anthony Towns is.
All right, well, Ben Simmons.
No chance.
Nobody wants to go play with Philadelphia right now?
Not as much as they would want to play with Carl Anthony Towns. Just the player.
Okay, all right. I understand himself. That. But I guess look at Philadelphia, and that's the whole reason you stay patient, right? Is that's the whole reason you don't make this, oh my God, we got to make the move for a guy like this because we traded away all these picks that we've acquired.
But the Mavs won't do that.
The Mavs are going to do what?
Like Mark Cuban said, this is the only year that we're going to tank. Philly tanked for like 5 years, so much so that they had to assign Jerry Colangelo to go out there and be like, fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think the Mavericks have that sense of patience. I have that sense of patience. Like if you told me that we were going to try to be crappy again next season and just not spend our money and just make sure we hit the floor of the salary cap so we can build around Dennis Smith Jr. and then Mo Bamba. And, you know, if it's R.J. Barrett or Zion Williamson the year after that or whoever, that'd be fine with me. But I don't think that the Mavericks have the patience to do that. You've even heard the Mavericks rumored with DeAndre Jordan. Why the hell would you do that?
There's no way I want to do that.
DeAndre Jordan is old.
And most of it has nothing to do with what happened last time.
He's like, just old.
And he's not a different player. He's the same player, which is pretty much a rebounder, who is terrible at free throw shooting, and unless you get him the ball under the bucket, isn't really going to do much else for you.
We're about to draft that guy.
I could turn, that's what Bamba is right now.
For now.
And I could maybe turn Bamba into something else. I could develop a shot with Bamba.
I think so.
I don't know about a three-point shot, but I could maybe develop a shot with a guy. But I know DeAndre Jordan's not going to change.
No.
He's set in his ways. He's comfortable. He has all his money. And I'm not willing to throw that type of money at a player like that. And that's what I'm hoping Mark Cuban's not just... That's what happened with Wes. He was fed up with everything and just said, what the F ever? Just give him whatever he wants because right. I'm sick of getting shot in the foot like this, man. And that's what happened. The DeAndre Jordan did that to him, and he was like, whatever. I'm done with it. Just give everybody, whoever will come here, whatever money, we need to fill the roster. And I think if you get the young players, like Colby said, keep them around a little bit, keep them happy, and they're like, hey, y'all need to come play with us. That's what you, and you're right. Carl Anthony Towns is the guy, but when will you have the money to be able to pay those guys in the future? Because you're in with Harrison Barnes right now. You're in with Wes Matthews, at least for this year.
Yeah.
And so when are you going to be able to have, and who's on the free agent horizon that wants to come play with these guys?
I think this would be more exciting if it popped up like a year from now and Carl Anthony Towns' contract specifications were still the same, but you're about to jettison Wesley Matthews. So theoretically, you could still pick up like another big-time free agent to go with Carl Anthony Towns and to go with Harrison Barnes, and you can't. And so to your point, I'm just saying, like, I understand the concern about building around the big man and abandoning your draft picks. Anytime a top 10 player in the NBA becomes available, I think that you have to take a look. That's why I think you have to take a look at Kawhi, and Carl Anthony Towns is even younger, and that's why I think you have to take... If you can pick up a top 10 player in the league that's 22, I think the price, whatever it is probably acceptable.
What if you can draft the next top 10 player?
Sure, but I'm just... That's a longer shot than I already know that Carl Anthony Towns is awesome. You know, like, do I think Mo Bamba could be awesome? Sure. I think Jaren Jackson has the potential to be awesome. Same with Luka, same with Bagley. I know there are some people who feel that same way about Porter. Absolutely. But I already know for a fact that Karl Anthony Towns is awesome.
What's he going to give you on a nightly basis? 40 and 20?
Is that probably not.
That's what I'm going to need. If I'm going to trade that much, I need 40 and 20 every night.
Okay, well, I don't think that that player exists. Well, so that's why you don't want to make the deal. What if I just said the deal was Wesley Matthews this year's first and 2 years from now first?
Absolutely.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that you were open
I'll absolutely do that. Yeah, no, that would be the – can you imagine putting Harrison Barnes and Dennis Smith Jr. and Karl Anthony Towns on the court together? That team, that trio right there is perfect for me. I'm perfectly fine with that. And then next year when Wes's contract's up, roll out there and go try and pay somebody else. I'm perfectly fine with that.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that you were open for negotiation since Karl Anthony Towns would probably only get you like 20 points and 10 rebounds a night.
Okay.
I thought maybe you'd soured on that.
20 and 10?
That's only about
half of what I'm asking.
Okay, well, last year.
So we should be able to just give half of what he's asking. That's
a good point.
Okay, looks like my figure's already on the rise. I underestimated. Last year, 21.3 points a game, 12.3 rebounds a game.
All right. You've thrown off the half.
Doing a little bit better. Yeah, I don't know exactly how to break that down.
He is still 22. So, I mean, maybe he evolves into 28 and 12.
And from the 214, I know Kevin wanted to say this, but he didn't. And I don't know why. Mo Bamba isn't the next top 10 player. I think because whenever he gets drafted by the Mavericks, we're going to have to go through this, like, convincing ourselves we got the guy.
Look.
But I don't think he's the next top 10 player yet. But that doesn't mean he can't grow into it.
I've been very outspoken about this. If you want to know the ceiling and the floor, Skin uses the ceiling as Joel Embiid, and I say fair enough, then you have to acknowledge that the floor is Nerlens Noel.
Mm-hmm.
You have to accept that.
And I think when we were watching Towns in college, we were saying this dude's going to be a top 10 player in college.
Yeah.
We knew he would whenever we were watching him in college. So now we're looking at guys and we're saying, okay, I don't know, but they could be. That's the projection, and that's not exactly what you think. And now you're looking at this is exactly what Karl Anthony Towns, we thought he was going to be. This is exactly what he thought he was going to be. So,
and he's still super young.
There are other guys in this draft that we still don't know that about, and we hope they still fall to us because we got this pick, and this might have been – is this the bad year to get the 5 pick or to be in the top 3?
No,
is this the bad year?
I think because
nobody knows enough about Doncic.
I'm sold. I'm already in
because all the games you've watched.
That's right. Did you see how he dominated the EuroLeague semifinals and finals? He was awesome. He was the first player there to get a triple double in like 12 years.
Do you have the league pass for that?
Because
I don't.
You can find it other ways. I'm just saying. I think 5 is the cutoff. I think there's a drop off between Ayton, Doncic, Jackson, Bagley, and Bamba, and then, you know, Carter, Porter, Bridges, whoever else you think should be in the top 10.
Coming Corey, up. Talk to me in the break. I'm good at computer backdoors.
All right.
Giggity.
All right.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.